Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us.
Hello, my name is Brandon. I am a reader advisor here at Wolfner Library, and welcome to the Wolfner Podcast. Today is going to be a little bit different. We've actually got three other folks in the recording area, whatever we want to call this, with me today. And we'll start from my right with Michelle Brooks, author, and also a fellow coworker here.
That's
not
right.
With Wolfner, but with Archives.
Yes, that's right.
So welcome, Michelle.
Thank you.
And then we also have narrator and monitor Marilyn Smith and Loretta Broker. And they actually are here because they narrated and worked on Michelle's books that we're going to talk about here in a moment. So welcome. Hi.
Hi. Good to be here.
Good to be here. So let's start with you, Michelle.
Yeah.
So let's learn a little bit about you. What started you down this path of writing
Yes.
to get here?
So if you want to go way back.
Let's go way back.
I grew up in a town called Lockwood in southwest Missouri. And when I was in the sixth grade, our teacher had each of us work in partners, and we wrote a book. And then she worked with a local publishing company, and they published each of our books. Uh-huh. And then one of us got to go on to a big city to go to an author's conference.
Oh,
and
okay.
That was me. So kind of from then on, I'm like, wow, writing's like cool.
Set you down that path.
Yeah, yeah. So then I wrote for local newspapers when I was in high school, mm-hmm. and then continued to do that in college, and then continued to do that when I was a stay-at-home mom. And then I was like, well, maybe this is a career after all. And that's kind of what brought me to Jefferson City in 2000 to work for the Jefferson City News Tribune, where I was for 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
And after I completed my bachelor's degree in liberal studies from Lincoln University in 2018, I decided maybe I could look for a different career path. And that's kind of what landed me here at the Archive. I was in imaging tech, and then fortunate enough to be moved over into the reference room, where I'm now a research analyst.
Oh, a research analyst. So just a brief kind of explanation, what does a research analyst do down in Archives?
Sure. So if you are doing a genealogy project and mm-hmm. you want to find marriage record for your great-grandparents, then I might be the person who fields that call or email, and then I might be that person who does the research to pull the microfilm to look the record up.
So that leads all pretty well into what you kind of do with your writing. Since you are a nonfiction writer, you write a lot of history.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. I enjoy the nonfiction. In fact, when I was a newspaper reporter here in Jeff City, that's where I really fell in love with local history. And I found the significance of a place and tying people and places together. And so certainly when I left the newspaper, I did not want to give up telling those history stories.
Yeah.
So this was a great outlet to continue doing that. Working here at the Archive has been great to learn better sources
mm-hmm.
and have a greater appreciation for that end product, the people who are reading it and what they ultimately want to hear.
Okay. Yeah. So with us, we've recorded, I think, two books of yours, correct? Or is there more?
I think there's more.
There's more. Oh, there's four. Okay, so there's four of them, but we're only going to talk about two of them because Marilyn and Loretta were the narrator and the monitor for those.
Awesome.
Okay, so those books are the Jefferson City Civil Pilots and mm-hmm. Buried Jefferson City History.
Mm-hmm.
And Loretta, you were the reader for these, correct?
Yes.
What is, and you stated earlier before we even started recording that you love to narrate. Or only narrate nonfiction.
Right. I love to hear about the history of real people, not fictional people. And I want to say I used your genealogy services down there to research my family.
Great.
So I love the Archives for doing that.
Okay.
Anyway, these books, I never even thought about all of the people buried in the cemeteries. And I thought, oh, my gosh, these tombstones that you dug up and saved and researched their lives. And then what I really loved, the dedication on the Woodland Old City Cemetery, was to the people that help clean up the cemeteries. And one of them is my neighbor down the road, and another one goes to church with me. And so I called him and I said, did you know this book was dedicated to you? He said, well, no, I didn't. And then he proceeded, about 30 minutes to tell me about some of the graves that they found thrown in a ditch or thrown in a creek by farmers and the disrespect. And I thought, oh my gosh. And thank God there are people like him that go around and clean up these cemeteries that are on private properties. So I loved that much about that book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything kind of challenging about reading the nonfiction?
The spellings.
The spellings.
Yeah, after I have my little list of words, I have to go to pronounce.com and see how to read it. And I'm a college graduate. I thought, oh, geez, some of these words that people use. So it's the pronunciation. That's the thing.
And lots of names.
If there's German pronunciation.
I was going to say, you've got a
French
big hodgepodge from Missouri, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Lots of Germans.
Yeah. And Marilyn, you are the monitor for these books.
Yes.
And we kind of talked a little bit before that you don't read them beforehand, so you're kind of learning a little bit about it.
Right, just doing the technical aspect of making sure that Loretta's reading the text and conveying the author's intention, we hope, appropriately. But for me, I always think of myself like the listener down the line. And so I learn so much about the subject, the author, particularly having listened to two books by Michelle. You get a sense for the author's passions and what's important to them. So I really enjoy it.
Okay, good. Well, Michelle, do you want to kind of tell us a little bit about, or do you want one of the, Loretta, do you want to kind of tell us a little bit about one of the books or anything? Like whichever one?
What I loved at the Woodland Old City Cemetery is what you put on the book cover. Can I read that? The people buried here are among Cole County's first settlers. They built the buildings, formed and ran the government, created the businesses and schools, enforced the laws, piloted the steamboats, and fought the wars. They are the history of Jefferson City. And too many people who live here have not a clue about that. So I know, and then I told you about knowing some of the people that cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Did you have anything about the cemetery that you wanted to?
Well, for me, I've only been in Jefferson City 8 years, and I always think of this as an important city, right? We are the seat of the state government. There are so many agencies here, and quite frankly, so many educated and well-informed people here that I really enjoy living in Jefferson City. But that book gave me a real peek into the past of the settlement of the area, how important people were in terms of the different nationalities coming here with their different perspectives and different needs. So it was quite enlightening.
And then the Jefferson City Civil Pilots, Michelle, what is that one about?
Yes. So many people might be surprised to learn that our second airport was located northwest of the city. So not where the Memorial Airport is today, but closer to the cliffs. At that particular airport, Lincoln University was in partnership to offer the only civil pilot training program exclusively for Black pilots west of the Mississippi. And that was really important because at that time there were probably less than 100 licensed pilots or licensed Black pilots.
Yes.
And a lot of that was due to a lack of opportunity. Most airports would not allow Black men and women to have access to their planes, to their even landing. They would be told to fly on if they landed. So the fact that there was a partnership here where our airport and our Lincoln University provided that to 50 Lincoln University students was really historic. And then this was in 1939, 1940. And so many of those men went on to be part of the what we know today as the Tuskegee Airmen. Okay. It was the first time that there was a branch of the Air Force open to black pilots and, of course, their mechanics and everything that goes along with having an Air Force. Mm-hmm. So we have many of those Tuskegee Airmen who have connections with Lincoln. Some were pilots, some were ground crew, some were there's a meteorologist, and they were trailblazers when they became Tuskegee Airmen, mm-hmm. and then they went on to continue to be trailblazers in their civilian life after that. Very inspiring stories in this book. It's a lesser known story in Jefferson City. We were talking, you'd been here 8 years. Well, I had been here almost 20 and had not heard that story before. So I think people who know Lincoln history might be surprised about this. People who know aviation history would be interested in the connections that it has.
I've been here 50 years and I did not know this. So there you go.
Marilyn and I think that it should be mandatory reading for every student at Lincoln. They should know the history.
Yeah. It was almost chilling. Because my perspective, unfortunately, as a relative newcomer, is not that I did not have that idea of Lincoln University mm-hmm. as having been that important. Mm-hmm. That these people were so oppressed. It's a heartbreaking book. I mean, that's what I can tell you. It truly mm-hmm. is heartbreaking.
Yeah. And the courage that these people had. Well, we're just not going to let this happen. We are going to do this. Mm-hmm. And they did it. And I thank you for this book. I truly learned so much. And it just makes you sick when you think of the history of racism that we have in our country.
But that Lincoln turned out these stellar individuals who, despite the racism and oppression that was felt in the armed forces, they were the best in their class, and they had to be the best. Mm-hmm. And they continued to, one after another, become the best, score the best on the test, do the best in the actual performance of their duties. That was truly enlightening. I really enjoyed hearing about that.
And still not to, couldn't eat or drink or use the same bathrooms or water fountains or anything.
Unfortunately, after their military service, went back to much humbler positions than they should have held had they been white. I mean, and that's the truth. They simply could not really continue their lives and fulfill their potential because of the atmosphere of the country at the time.
Absolutely.
Yep. We were kind of talking a little bit beforehand of you mentioned another one you were working on that's taken 8 years or so. So what is kind of the average time like for the Jeff City civil pilots? What kind of time do you have to work on something like this?
Yeah, so the Civil Pilots book probably took me 3 to 4 years. And so interspersed with that research, waiting for the records from NARA to come in, that sort of thing. Then I'm working on these other books. Mm-hmm. I would say that it takes me a good 9 months of solid work to do that. That's probably about 20 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And my best writing time is my lunch hour here at the archive. Yeah. So that's if nothing else, I get 5 hours of good writing time a week.
Well, that's good. For something like Jeff City Civil Pilots, I mean, it is all mostly research. There's not a lot of living history left for things like that. So mm-hmm. it is, I mean, our archives are important, right?
Yes. I'm so grateful to the people who put records down, who preserve those records, because it's so easily lost if someone doesn't just pause for a minute and write something down or, you know, keep that in mind. So, I'm a big fan of archives and using primary sources when you can. So this is definitely a primary source heavy book by comparison. I'm a newspaper person by heritage. So my other books are pretty newspaper heavy, but the pilot book is definitely more primary source. Okay.
So have you always done nonfiction?
Yes. I've written 6 books. They're all nonfiction. They're all Jefferson City local history. Yeah, that's my...
Something else I learned about, the pilots weren't the only important ones. It was the mechanics. They had to learn how to fix the planes.
Yeah, and the meteorologist was particularly interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they, I mean, the pilots could not have done it without these support people because they'd get their planes all bashed up and then they'd come back and before they could go out again, these mechanics had to fix them again.
Yep.
It was so interesting.
So it sounds like you're ready to narrate the next one.
Oh, I would be happy to. Happy to.
She will be snatching that off the shelf, I promise you. Bet.
October. You bet. It's coming out in October.
All right, great.
Well, Marilyn, or do you guys have anything else you want to kind of talk about with Michelle or anything?
Just that we enjoyed your books. They're important. Mm-hmm. Loretta and I both felt like many of the students in Lincoln today have no idea of the illustrious history of that university. I'm sure I'm not the only ignorant one.
Maybe they do teach an introduction to or the history of Lincoln. I have no idea what they're freshmen.
But I just think that young black people today should have such sort of comfort and pride in the performance of the past black students at Lincoln. Mm-hmm. I wish they all knew that and felt that, I suppose. And you're certainly doing the best you can to impart that. You've done an important service.
Well, I'm an alumni of Lincoln, so I am kind of partial to telling those stories and making sure that heritage is remembered and passed on.
And in their library, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Three copies, I think.
Good. Very good. Good.
Yeah, we in this town have kind of taken for granted Lincoln, and it kind of gets pushed back a little bit. So it's nice to get these kind of histories out there.
Definitely. Yep.
So thank you all. I appreciate this. Was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you.
Well, I would like to say thank you for reading the books. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because if you didn't come in and devote your time to doing that and then time that goes into editing those and putting that all together and getting those ready for the listeners, I mean, that's a lot of work for a single book, I'm sure.
And I just tell everybody I come in contact with about the Wolfner Library for the Blind and what they supply. When I was an activity director at a nursing home for 10 years, I supplied my visually impaired residents with your books. Mm-hmm. And that's why when I retired, I wanted to be the reader for it. Mm-hmm. So I just love that you let me.
We love that you wanted to, Loretta. Thank you.
Love it.
All right. Well, thank you all very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
A special thank you goes to our volunteers, Loretta Broker and Marilyn Smith, for sitting down with us for this interview. And a special thank you as well to our guest, author Michelle Brooks, for sitting down and discussing a couple of her books with us. We do have one slight correction to make in regards to this interview. Wolfner has actually recorded 6 of Michelle's books. They are Interesting Women of the Capital City, DBC 19485, Hidden History of Jefferson City, DBC 24337, Lost Jefferson City, 24457, Murder and Mayhem in Jefferson City, DBC 24458, Buried Jefferson City History, DBC 29163, and The Jefferson City Civil Pilots, DBC 29215. If you are interested in any of these titles, you can download them directly from Bard, or call your reader advisor in-state at 800-392-2614, or for out-of-state patrons at 573-751-8720. Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library Podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free in-state at 1-800-392-2614. Out-of-state callers may reach us at 573-751-8720. By email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov.
wolfner.mo.gov/wolfner.